Good morning. In my latest book, Return Again, I talk about how we see our world. And it's in the chapter called Heaven and Hell on Earth. It's chapter 9 in the book. And basically what I'm talking about really is how we perceive our world is how it is. So when we're working or talking to someone, whether it be a friend or a lover or a family or a client, colleague, we have to understand that how we view our world is very different from how they see their world. And if you want to just test this out, next time that you're sitting and having a coffee with someone, just ask them, what is their view of where they're sitting? How do they see and feel it? You know, is it in a coffee shop, or is it home, or hotel, or restaurant, wherever it is? Ask them just to give you, dozen or so sentences on how they see where they are. And then you give them your version of it and notice the difference. It's quite extraordinary. And that's at the very simplest level of how we see our world. And when I'm working with clients in the clinic, one of the key aspects of my work is to discover their view of their world. What does their map of the world look like? Now, we know the map is not the territory, but it's a good start. Is their world filled with criticism or judgment or blame? Or is it always something that's going wrong? Is it people are always judging them or looking at them? Or is it a world inhabited by kind people and discordant behavior or different behaviors? And when I'm working with them, actually, I do quite often ask them to close their eyes and tell me about the environment in which they're sitting. I get everything from, well, it's a nice room with a chair and a comfortable chair, and you're sitting opposite me waiting for my answer, to a different point of view, which is, this is a safe place for me where I can feel okay, never mind what I say or think. The colors in the room are gentle, and the flowers and pictures help me recognize that I'm inside and the outside is huge and waiting for me. Now, obviously, the second one is, I consider, a little more healthy. But it's truly amazing every time the difference in the answers. And I believe we all underestimate the difference in the way we see the same thing. And I remember talking to my sister about this a while ago, and we were on the phone with each other, and we were talking about something that happened to us when we were young. And we both had a totally different point of view of it. It's really quite extraordinary. And even people in the worst situations have a different point of view. So anyone that you ask that maybe has been through the Holocaust, or survivors of the Bosnian War, or Darfur, or Iran, or the starving in Bangladesh, or children who are brutalized by their own parents, or women who are routinely and ritually mutilated, or look at the cruelty to animals that's beyond understanding, or even depression, which is this mindless, psychotic way of looking or living life. These must count as hell on earth in a way. These are really awful places to be. And there's nothing worse than being depressed and having someone say, oh, come on, just pull up your socks, you'll feel better. So that's one point of view of our world. The hell in our world on earth right now. But if you look at heaven on earth right now, it's the times we see the sun come up over the mountain or set beneath the ocean, and we look at it and we go, oh, this is heaven. I know I do that when I'm smelling the lilac or the apple blossom on the tree. And when I mountain trekked in the Adirondacks, I'd turn a corner on the path and see mountains stacked up one behind the other, covered in grass and flowers of colors not seen at sea level. and then there'd be hawks and eagles circling overhead. The sky was clear and bright and vivid blue, and I knew this was my version of heaven. I knew it was perfection. So everyone has a different point of view, and it's important when you're working with people or talking to people or even trying to communicate about a point that's important to you to understand their view of their world. Because what we're looking for are the pieces of their puzzle so that we can help connect those pieces in our mind to their mind. Because all of us have pieces of a puzzle that give a meaning to what has happened to us in the past and currently. And we do understand that we wouldn't be where we are if we hadn't gone through that change. And so it's important for us to understand what we see is what we get. I don't know about you, when I'm looking for a new pair of shoes or I'm going shopping for a new car, suddenly I see cars. I never noticed them before. I suddenly see them. I see different cars, different shapes, colors, names. So we see what we look for, but we see what we look for from our point of view of our world. So to connect, to really connect to others, think about it and be prepared to understand their view of their world. It's been great chatting with you this morning. And if you want more versions of my view of my world, and sometimes it may help you, may inspire you, may make you giggle, or just get you to write to me and say, what the heck are you thinking? I'd love to hear from you. You can connect with me and register on the podcast and get these regularly. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye.